from to God and his Father, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Fifth chapter of St. John, a portion of the Gospel for today, verses 22 to 24. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgments to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. In the name of Jesus, our wonderful Savior, dearly beloved. John 5 is a very difficult chapter for those who want to deny the deity of Jesus, or if they want to affirm it in some way, want to consider Jesus a second-rate God inferior to the Father. The words are plain. All should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And this, of course, is not the only place where the Godhead of our Savior is affirmed. We remember that majestic beginning of John's Gospel. Speaking of the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. It is for this reason that our Savior could speak of the glory which he had with his Father before the world began, and could say to the Jews, before Abraham was, I am. Indeed, even those Jews who did not acknowledge him as very God, a very God, at least admitted that he claimed to be such. Verse 18 says, therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. If that is true, and it is as true as God himself is true, then what do we make of the fact that in this text our Savior says that the Father has turned over judgment to the Son? And of greater importance, during these days of Lent, what does this mean for our personal faith? May the Spirit of God grant his divine response and blessing. We can't divide the work of the Holy Trinity. God the Father is our judge. God the Son is our judge. God the Holy Spirit is our judge. And so we ask, what does it mean when it says the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son? With these words, we are simply to be instructed that the Father does not act without the Son. More specifically, Christ, according to his human nature, has committed to him by his Father the function of judicial procedure. All judgment, the judgment of all the world, is turned over to him. It is he who is ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead, Peter told the household of Cornelius. The Athenians were reminded, God will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. And in the letter to the Romans, Paul speaks of the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. Why is it so? Why do we say that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ? Why not? We must all appear before the judgment seat of God. Judgment has been committed to him because he is the one who stood for us under the judgment of God. And that is the message of Lent. Yes, he stood before Caiaphas and Annas and Pontius Pilate and Herod, but they were puny men who would have no authority over him except it was given them from above. It is above all before the divine bar of judgment that he stands, accused of every vile crime and every sordid thought, word, and deed perpetrated since the days of Adam. For this work he came, and to finish that work, and having drunk the cup of God's wrath and tasted death for all people, he, the Son of Man, who came to give his life a ransom for many, has committed to him the work of judgment. So, verse 27 explains when Jesus goes on to say that God has given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Heavy stuff. And now we see the twofold test of the words about honoring the Son. We are to honor the Son because he has eternal glory, yes, but also to honor the Son because there has been committed to him the work of judgment. Does the world hear these words? Let men talk all they will piously about God and religion and the afterlife if they do not acknowledge that he is the eternal Son of the Father. They dishonor God and are outside the pale of the church. Let them struggle all they will with words and works and alms and deeds and penances. To reject Christ is to reject God and to be subject to death and damnation. Let Jesus unpack very clearly to these people a few chapters later when he said, if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And rightfully, our lot is the same, is it not? And during these days of Lent, we reflect upon all of our transgressions before that one to whom judgment is committed. And we sang just a moment ago, what is the source of all your mortal anguish? It is my sin for which you, Lord, must anguish. Yes, all the wrath, the woe that you inherit, this I do know. We stand condemned before that one to whom judgment is committed. But hear the happy sound. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Through faith in the one to whom judgment is committed, the sentence is commuted. Commuted. Not in the sense of a penalty exchanged for one less severe than the governor commutes death by hanging to life imprisonment, but commuted changed completely so that instead of death and hell, there is life and heaven. And this is what that word that we hear tells us. With the gospel in a nutshell, that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn, to judge, to damn, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, blessed be your faculty, students, that we are privileged to hear from his word day after day in this place, surrounded as we are by fears and doubts and temptations and problems and pressures within and without. That we are enabled to sing with joy, the sinless Son of God must die in sadness, the sinful child of man may live in gladness. We forfeited our lives and our acquittal. God is committed. When, dearest Jesus, at your throne in heaven, to me the crown of joy at last is given, where sweetest sins your saints forever raise you, I too shall praise you. To the Son, judgment is committed. To the Son, the sentence is commuted. Good news indeed. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus.